you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's clear. Everyone loves you.
Reading from John chapter 3, verse 30. He must become greater, I must become less. That was John chapter 3, verse 30.
Reading from Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. Colossians 2, verse 8.
O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. We're having church here this morning, everyone. In fact, we're having a little camp meeting. Woo-hoo. In fact, we're going to be talking about ways that you can help reach the youth of the communities throughout the Springfield area and beyond. In fact, I had a life-changing experience when I was at camp at the age of 10 or 11. Can't remember specifically, but I remember all about it because that's when I recognized Jesus as Lord and Savior and asked him into my heart. So we're going to reminisce a little bit today about camp. Did you go to camp when you grew up? Have you ever entertained the idea of supporting a camp ministry and the impact it can have on the children in our community? Well, joining me in the studio is Kerma Yoder, and she's the executive director or the all-purpose helper that oversees LSCA. Camp, and you can find out more at lscacamp.org, but that stands for Lake Springfield Christian Assembly, and its affiliation with many different churches, right?
24 independent Christian churches in our area.
24. And what we want to do today is raise awareness about this great ministry, how you can get involved, how you can be praying, and then some of the storytelling as Kerma has been called of God to serve in this role, to have oversight and be the director of this camp. And she needs volunteers and assistants and has a passion for youth. In fact, that came out as we've been talking about her calling, coming to the Springfield area some years ago, and how God brought her to look over and have oversight of LSCA, Lake Springfield Christian Assembly. So before we get into a little bit of a testimony Tuesday on Wednesday, talk a little about Lake Springfield Christian Assembly, because you said, Mark, I could spend the whole program talking about that because I love kids and I'm passionate about the ways we can serve them through various camps.
Sure. So LSCA was started by Westside Christian Church in 1939 and has been serving Central Illinois with Christ-centered camp programming since then. So 85 years of ministry. We're now governed by 24 independent Christian churches that are fairly local, and we provide camp ministry for toddlers where they get to come to camp with one of their adults for a few hour introduction to what camp ministry is, all the way through campers who are just finishing high school. We also provide a place where people can come out and have retreats with their churches or different campus ministries and things like that. And the mission of the ministry is that people of all ages would make life-changing decisions to be more like Christ. So that has carried on for 85 years. Some of the programming, some of the buildings look different than they did at that time when it was the Schuster Dairy Farm purchased in the mid-30s. But it's also that people will encounter the Lord.
And I love what your camp ministry calling does, because I know BMIC has held at least 3 years in a row that I've attended their special Friday night, Saturday gathering for men. But you pour into children, like you mentioned, toddlers to high schoolers. And sometimes it can be a day or a weekend or a week-long camp. So how do people find out more or say, hey, I have a 13-year-old or a 10-year-old. How can I get them enrolled? Or what's the best website to go to?
The easiest place is our website, which is lscacamp.com. www.westsidechristianchurch.org. Also, you can call the camp at 217-529-2625. And if you'd like to come out and get a tour with your camper, especially if they're a little nervous, sometimes seeing the place will help ease some of their anxiety. But that is the best way to register and to find out more information. But we'd also just love to talk to you. So anytime you call, we'd love to talk to you. If you want to come out, we'd love to talk to you and show you around.
And if you're driving to work or you weren't able to grab a pen or pencil, you can always call the station, 217-367-7777 or 217-528-2300. But we'll have the information, lscacamp.org, lscacamp.org, or you can call them directly, 217-529-2625, 217-529-2625. 2625. Joining me in the studio, I haven't really formally introduced you, is Kerma Yoder, and you've served in this role as Director of Camp Ministries, or what's your official title?
My official title is Camp Manager. There are three of us who work at the camp full-time. I'm the Camp Manager. There's a young man named Aaron Van Terry. He's our Assistant Director, and our Food and Custodial Services Director, whose name is Colleen Orm. And we are the team. And then showing up shortly here will be our summer team. Mm-hmm. And our staff grows immensely at that point.
And you said you had a number of volunteers, but you're still looking for somebody, like, if you like to mow grass or maybe landscaping or odd jobs, or you're a handyman kind of person.
Yeah. There are always projects that we need to do to help maintain the facilities.
And it's a beautiful facility. Describe it, because there's the lake and the great grounds. And
we are basically on a peninsula. And on about 33 acres on Lake Springfield, right between Springfield and Chatham, off of Iron Bridge Road.
And if you want to find out more, lscacamp.org. There's photographs, there's ways to get involved, there's the various camps and activities if you want to enroll your child. Now, I like that idea, especially for maybe a younger child that hasn't been away from their folks, or somebody that's maybe not as social and it's kind of scary to leave mom and dad. They can come and see things and walk around. And I know you have at least one very friendly cat, because every time I've been to the BMIC gathering, there's this one cat, he jumps up on the cars and he'll jump into the back. Mm-hmm. If you have the hatch open, he jumps right in.
There are two cats, and there's one named Maggie and one named Goose.
Mm-hmm. Classic. So what would you want the listener to know? You have programming, you have various needs, but you have a passion of pouring in kids. And why is a camp experience, and I can testify it changed my life, but what's so important about having that camp experience?
You know, it's a really unique time for campers to step away from their normal schedule, to have fewer distractions, to have godly adults who are there with the sole purpose of mentoring them. So it's all very focused and intentional for the campers to experience the love of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
No phones, no screens, with the exception of maybe screens, word screens during worship time. But we try to keep it fairly low tech. Intentionally, again, to keep distractions away. But having all of those things, the different schedule, the intentional adults, the intentional time, showing them how to read the Bible, showing them what solo time means, and all those things really opens their eyes and compels them and gives them just a sense of vulnerability to the Lord to respond to His call on their life. And young people are responding. They are remarkable, and they are responding. So this is a story about kids doing awesome things and being loving. We also talked earlier about in 1 John, it says, if you don't love others, the love of God isn't in you. And I saw these campers love each other well on a wilderness trip in the Ozark Mountains, where one of the campers, she was the youngest camper in the group. She actually turned 14 on the trip. And she was fairly small compared to some of the other kids who were more physically mature. And she was struggling with her backpack, which weighed every bit as much as the bigger kids. And we were going up this mountain. I know it was Missouri, but I kid you not, it was a mountain. Like, it was uphill, and she was struggling. And one of the older girls who was up at the front of the line walked back down to this young lady and took her by the hand and walked up that mountain, holding her hand and encouraging her the entire way. And I just thought it was, one, a beautiful picture of helping people, but two, a beautiful picture of what brothers and sisters in Christ are supposed to do for each other. And we see kids responding to the love of Christ. We see them responding to God's call on their life in really remarkable ways. We get a front row seat to that, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you were saying earlier, you said, Mark, why I'm so passionate about this younger generation is oftentimes people discount them or say, oh, look at the evils in the world. Look at these poor choices that children are making. And you said, no, I see quite the opposite. I see these kids that are passionate about God, that want to change the world, that are asking the Lord to work in and through them. And that made us both think of that verse out of 1 Timothy chapter 4 that says, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. And so that's one of the things why I so want to support the work that Lake Springfield Christian Assembly is doing, because you feel this is a valuable time to pour into these kids.
Yes.
When they're impressionable, when they're open, when they want to serve God. And I think statistically they say if a child comes to know the Lord, many times it'll happen between just say 8 and like 13, but as they get older, it gets harder and harder to reach them. So this is a grand opportunity to reach people for Christ.
Yeah, it's incredible. What another statistic, unfortunately, is that most kids that are camper age in the United States spend less than 30 minutes a week in meaningful conversation with an adult.
Mm.
And so when we're wondering why it seems like, you know, we hear lots of negative things about them on the media and why maybe they make those choices, well, maybe they need more opportunities mm-hmm. for God-following adults.
Right.
To really love them well. And camp is just one of those opportunities for godly adults to pour into the kids and really point them to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, testimony time, it was over 50 years ago, around the age of 10 or 11, I was at a camp, and it was one of those where it was a whole week long, and I was with the boys, and obviously the girls were in a different part of camp, but we all came together for the large group, and most camps have like a keynote speaker or a theme, and so I opened up with John 3:30, because that's part of the theme of one of your camps, or the overarching theme of the camps. So during a large group session, somebody spoke about Jesus and God and how there's sin between us. And I remember after that large group session, we went, all the boys, about 8 of us, went around a campfire, and we had a counselor, and he talked through what was just said and spoken. And I remember me and 3 or 4 of the other kids, we teared up. And, you know, boys don't cry in front of other boys, but God's Spirit brought healthy conviction into all of us that we were sinners, that we were far from God. And it's pretty easy to recognize that we fall short and we don't measure up and we're not perfect. But it was at that point where the council led, you know, I know 3 or 4 of us asked Jesus into our hearts. We recognized we needed a Savior. And it was a clear decision that I made as a 10 or 11-year-old. And so I know the influence that a camp can have because, mm-hmm. like you said, it pulls you out of the media-saturated mindset that you have because of the devices, the TV, the videos, all the things that bombard your mind and heart. And you get to wade to a camp, especially Lake Springfield Christian Assembly, where there's a lake and there's a peaceful setting and there's grass and grounds. And it's just something where God can really remove you from all the hustle and bustle
sure.
and slow down things. So talk a little about what a day at camp looks like.
That's a great question. So a day at camp, well, we have delicious food at LSCA. I'm not going to lie.
Not typical camp food.
No, it's awesome. It's really remarkable. But so after we have breakfast in the morning, the campers usually have some classes. They have quiet time, or like, depending on how old they are, some lead quiet times and things of that nature, different classes. In the afternoon, it's lots of fun. We have a swimming pool. We do canoeing and kayaking and archery. We play all kinds of crazy games. We have a giant slip and slide. It's about 200 feet long that kind of goes down a hill. That's a lot of fun. There's lots of fun things that we're doing, but everything's done to help build relationships with the kids so we can point them to the Lord. But we have a blast. We absolutely have a blast.
And there's counselors assigned.
Oh, yeah.
Now, with the overnight stays, how does that work? And for maybe somebody, is that 13, 14, 15? What are the age groups for overnight?
So overnight start with campers going into second grade. We have what we call first chance camp. It's their first chance to spend the night. And it's second, third, and fourth graders, and it's one night. So they come in at 9 a.m., I think on a Monday, and they wrap up at 4 o'clock on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's their first chance to overnight. Then we have Trailblazers Camp, which is 3rd through 5th grade, and that's a Sunday to a Wednesday. And then we have Camp 56, which is 5th and 6th grade. That's a Monday to Friday. And then Junior High Niners, which is just 9th graders, and high school, they go Sunday to Friday.
Okay, I was going to ask who can go. So really, anyone in those age brackets.
Yes. And then we have some daytime-only events. Mm-hmm. We have a couple introductory camps. One is called Hello Camp for campers that are pre-K and maybe even a little younger. They come for 3 hours with one of their favorite people, their adults, one of their mom or dad or grandma, grandpa, or aunt or uncle, something like that. Then we have a day camp that's like an 8 hour, which is for first and second graders who aren't ready to spend the night. And then we have a week-long day camp program called Discovery Camp, and we run that all summer long, and that's for second through fourth graders.
Hmm. Now, your husband, Michael, we haven't talked about him, but has he been supportive? Because, you know, when you work with these teenagers or young people, you can maybe come home pretty poured out, but you get pretty energized by this ministry. But talk a little about Michael and how God brought you to the Springfield area to serve as the camp manager of Lake Springfield Christian Assembly.
Okay, so I moved to Springfield area in 2008 to be the program manager at the camp, and I served in that capacity for 4 years. While I was here, I started going to Cokie Mill Christian Church, and I met Michael at church. We were sort of serving at the same time, and we met each other doing that. He is my favorite human, and while he doesn't technically work at the camp, it is very much his ministry as well. He takes it all very personally and seriously and does everything he can do to help make it a wonderful experience for people. He does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. He will get on the mowers frequently. Mm-hmm. He loves it. He also is a sound man, and so like a sound engineer, and so he will help with a lot of tech stuff out at camp. Mm-hmm. He is one of the kindest people I know.
And very good.
Well, I kind of go all over the place sometimes with just the ups and downs of camp stuff. He is very stable and keeps me very grounded.
And God's calling on your life to come here and serve in these two different roles now as the camp director. Were you equipped to do this? Because I think you said earlier you hadn't been to camp when you were a child because financially it just didn't seem to work out.
So, yes, actually, I had gone to school to do camp ministry at Wheaton College in the north part of the state. My undergrad was from a state school in business. And I did that for number of years, and it turns out I'm not dry clean only. I am a t-shirt and jeans kind of person, and ended up helping with the church plant in the Wheaton area and was working in an investment company, just very unhappy in that role at an investment company. So I saw that Wheaton College had a graduate program in camp ministry oriented stuff. So I did it, and it was one of the best things I've ever done.
Well, I know one of the first things before we began this program, we just talked a little bit. And you lit up when you talked about pouring into young people, and you wanted to convey to everyone that we have this grand opportunity, this great opportunity, these divine appointments to pour into these young people and impact them for all eternity. But you have a lot of hope in the younger generation.
Yes, they are remarkable. So I think their challenges and their victories will look a lot different than Gen Xers or Boomers or even Millennials, honestly. But they are responding. They are responding. We had a moment last summer at a fourth and fifth grade camp. Our theme last summer was, Who Am I? And we were talking a lot about being a child of God and that being our core identity. And the speaker for that group was talking about identities that have been given to the children, whether, you know, like negative things we've been told about ourselves, whether, you know, you're a jerk or you're you know,
you
whatever. There's any of those things. At that point, the leaders went around and prayed for each camper and wrote on like one of those Hello, My Name Is name tags, I am a child of God, or I am strong, or I am courageous, and put that name tag on those kids. And now they had a new
Identity or new.
And fourth and fifth graders were weeping. They were like crying because they had never been, well, some of them had never been prayed for by an adult before. And they were just responding to this idea that God loves them. He calls them his own. And I think that it was life-changing for many of them. It's really a remarkable thing to see when you see your 9- and 10-year-old kids. That's something. That's really amazing.
Well, I'm going to close out with the two verses we began with, and I wanted to get your take because John 3:30, that's part of the camp theme for this year, and then also Colossians 2:8. Comment on both of those.
Okay, John 3:30. Our theme for this summer is greater, and we're going to be looking at different greater statements in the scriptures, but that one being the key one where John the Baptist says, he must become greater, I must become less, which is kind of kind of countercultural for us. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. We always want to become greater, but yeah. We also know
it's all about me. Right?
Yeah. As believers, he must become greater, right, and right. I must become less. Colossians 2:8 is more personal to my own testimony. When I was in college, I mean, I had grown up in the church, but I wasn't living super great when I was in undergrad. And mm-hmm. I had gone to a Bible study, and they challenged us to memorize this verse. And I had it on the dash of my car, and I was reading it on my way to work. And it just finally, it struck me very clearly that I was being led by hollow and deceptive mm-hmm. philosophy instead of Christ. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a turning point in my life.
And was that a point where you said, Lord, I need to surrender more or guide and lead me? Or how was that a turning point?
I think it was like, I have been believing the wrong mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. and I need to refocus all my efforts on serving the Lord.
And recognizing his love for you.
Yeah.
I'll close out with that verse. This is Colossians 2:8, which says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophies, which depend on human traditions and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. Listening friend, God loves you. He cares for you. He values you. You didn't just self-exist or come into this world because of random chance. God designed you. He made you different than anyone else. He has plans and purposes to serve through you. He's made you unique. Yes, you have a different body, different gift sets, different strengths. He wants to work in and through you and be that recipient of his grace and his mercy. You can be his ambassador. He wants you to be a faithful follower of Jesus, a disciple. All those things he will instill in you as you open yourself to him. And listening friends, if you have a camp age child, maybe from grade school up to high school, or you see the wisdom in the importance of getting a kid to camp and maybe financially supporting that, then I encourage you to get a hold of Kermer Yoder at Lake Springfield Christian Assembly, and you can find out more about the great work they're doing, or register your kids or your grandkids or maybe neighbor kids to give them an opportunity of a camp experience that may broaden their understanding of God's love for them, or maybe they'll come to know Christ like I did at camp many years ago. Find out more at lscacamp.org, lscacamp.org, or call 217-529-2625, 217-529-2625. Well, thank you, Kerma, for joining me for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Kerma Yoder with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.